from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. increasing efforts to help Laos. The U.S. is stepping up efforts to help Laos deal with problems including hunger, unexploded ordnances, and technology access for the lower Mekong. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry outlined the initiatives during a visit to Vientiane today, where he'll lay the groundwork for a February summit with the leaders of the 10 ASEAN countries. It'll be hosted by President Obama. Carl Thayer, a defense analyst at the University of South Wales, says Laos will have to balance its international diplomacy as they take over chairmanship of ASEAN and host major world leaders, including President Obama.
Obama is going to visit the region in May, particularly to Vietnam. He's setting up in the last bit of the year where American diplomacy can go with Laos as chair and to try to keep it on an independent and neutral course rather than leaning towards China, which some people argue would be the case.
Secretary Kerry met with Prime Minister Tong Sing Tamavong hours after his arrival today. Mr. Tamavong praised Secretary Kerry's visit as a new landmark in terms of bilateral relations. Rare cold weather has left scores of people dead in Taiwan, many of them in the capital of Taipei and surrounding areas. The victims were mostly the elderly who succumbed to temperatures that dropped to 4 degrees Celsius. The unusual winter weather that stunned Taiwan also created havoc across the region where temperatures fell to record lows. Thousands of teacher trainees took to the streets of the Moroccan capital of Rabat on Sunday, protesting government plans to cut education jobs. The protests are one of several rallies in the last few months against government plans to cut spending and reduce public sector hiring. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry said today he expects some clarity on the potential start date of Syrian peace talks to come in the next couple of days. The United Nations wants to bring the Syrian government and opposition members together in Geneva for negotiations beginning Monday, but the process has been delayed by disagreements over those who should be invited. Meanwhile, Syrian forces recaptured the town of Rabia on Sunday, continuing their string of victories over rebels in the northwestern province of Latakia. VOA asked Ohio State University Middle East scholar Alam Payand about the significance of all this.
Anything that which can take some of these cities which are on the supply routes, it's extremely important militarily and also psychologically for the ISIL forces, and also it somehow boosts the morale of the Syrian army and the Kurdish Peshmerga. And also there are some, because Turks are also very much interested in the defeat of the Daesh, or the ISIL, as the Arabs call it, Daesh. So this is an important development.
The latest violence in Syria comes as the United Nations works to bring opposition groups and the Syrian government to Geneva for a new round of peace negotiations. The director of the World Health Organization, Margaret Chan, is calling for rapid action to tackle the growing threat of emerging diseases. At the opening of the agency's week-long executive committee session, the WHO chief warns some major global health threats will demand urgent collaborative action in the months ahead. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the WHO meeting in Geneva.
WHO Chief Margaret Chan appeared chastened when she told some 1,000 delegates attending the meeting that hard lessons have been learned from the Ebola epidemic, which has killed more than 11,000 people in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. WHO was slow off the mark in addressing this unprecedented outbreak. After a lot of soul-searching and advice from experts, WHO has begun a reform process. Dr. Chan says she is determined to change the way the WHO responds to outbreaks and emergencies.
Ebola taught the world that an outbreak in any part of the world can have global repercussions.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Dr. Chan cautions the world to be on alert to the emerging health consequences of climate change. Today marks the fifth anniversary of Egyptians launching protests against longtime leader Hosni Mubarak in a revolt that helped spark a wave of uprisings across the Middle East. Current President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi praised the 2011 revolution, saying it brought a new Egypt. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.